Today on Gardening in a Minute, backyard fires. In crisp fall weather, the heat and flicker of a fire can add comfort and enjoyment to cookouts and other outdoor gatherings. A fire can provide a place to sit with friends and neighbors, talking, cooking, or just staring into the flames. Build your fire in a permanent or temporary brick or stone fireplace, freestanding patio hearth, fire pit, or chimnea. Place it on the patio or in an area clear of grass and brush. Try one of the many traditional cookout foods, like hot dogs, s'mores, or corn on the cob. Sitting around a fire is an ancient and fun way to spend quality time with your friends and family and enjoy the landscape on a chilly fall evening. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, koi. Koi are beautiful fish often added to water gardens. The word koi means carp in Japanese. Modern-day koi have been selectively bred for centuries to add color and interest to water features. Koi come in many colors and are either solid or patterned. Koi are hardy fish and easy to raise. In mild climates like Florida's, they should have a pond with a depth of at least 3 feet. They eat a variety of foods, including peas and watermelon, or fish food purchased at a pet store. Koi can live a long time, although their coloring makes them especially vulnerable to predators. To keep them safe from raccoons and birds, make your pond deeper in the middle and provide overhanging rock ledges so they have places to hide. For more information about koi, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, galls. Galls are abnormal growths of plant cells. They can be caused by fungi, bacteria, nematodes, or mites, but insects are usually the culprits. Galls form as a response to the laying of eggs by insects or the feeding of the hatched young. Irritated plant tissue grows around the insect, providing food and protection. When the insect matures, it bores a hole to exit the gall. Gall-forming insects include aphids, wasps, and midges. Most galls occur in the oak, daisy, rose, and willow families. Galls are found most often on stems and leaves, but can occur almost anywhere on a plant. They come in a range of sizes, colors, and shapes, but are usually harmless. If you have a plant with galls, care for it normally. Insecticides aren't the answer. For more information about galls, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, caring for holiday gift plants. The holidays often bring a great deal of color to the home as poinsettias, amaryllis, and other gift plants arrive with the festivities. The trick to making them last is just to follow a few simple rules. Locate your plant in bright, indirect light. Look for a spot in front of a window, but away from direct sun, drafts, and heating sources, like vents and radiators. Check the plant's moisture level every few days by inserting a fingertip into the soil. If it feels dry beneath the surface, take it to the sink and water thoroughly, letting it drain for a few minutes. Never let your plant sit in water. If cared for properly, gift plants can brighten your life for months and even years to come. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, protecting your plants from the cold. When you know a frost or freeze is coming, it's time to protect the plants you've nurtured so carefully. Plants in containers can be moved into the garage or any other structure where heat can be supplied or trapped. In the landscape, low-growing plants may benefit from warmth held in the soil, and mulch helps to keep the heat in. Fabric covers like cloth sheets or quilts can also trap ground heat, as long as they extend to the ground and are anchored to prevent them from blowing off in high winds. A lamp or other heat source which is safe and appropriate for outdoors can provide added warmth under the cover. Remember to remove the covers early in the day once the danger of frost has passed. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.